Okay, thank you all for joining us tonight. Before we begin, I just want to make an important announcement. Next week, Bez Hashem, there will be Chalent also, perhaps maybe a little bit more. But instead of the regular Musarvad, which is followed by Chalent, there's going to be a special Purim Katan Shir here from Rabbi Kowalski for about 25 minutes, half hour. Anyone who ever heard Rabbi Kowalski knows that it'll be a lot of fun, yes. It's not going to be a classic Musarvad. However, the Chalent will be able to be enjoyed during the Shir. You don't have to wait until afterwards. That's an important detail. Okay? So usually this Musarvad is a Zoom Musarvad. Usually we're looking on the screen, we're bringing someone in from far away. But like many times, you'll see in Svarim that they ask, why is it Mimercha Ktavi Lachva? Why do you have to go so far away to find your source or something you need when we have it in our backyard? And in our case, it's down the block perhaps, in Chesterfield. Josh, down the block? Around the corner. Okay, around the corner. So it's a schus to have Rabbi Wasser, the Rashiva of Missouri Torah Institute, to share some Divrei Musar and Chizuk with us.
First of all, thank you very much for inviting me. It's a kavod gadol to be able to speak to the Eilam here. And always wonderful to get together for sharing the Divrei Torah. I wanted to take a few minutes tonight to explore a fascinating chazal. Really, Baal Turim quotes the chazal for the most part. Let's make sure I can find it in the Alkut Shemoni. But explains a little bit why. Helps us understand a little bit why perhaps the job of running a yeshiva is so difficult. I don't mean taking care of the talmidim. I don't mean giving shiurim. I'm talking about the hard part of running the yeshiva, paying the bills. So this chazal, I think, helps gives a little insight. But I think it shares an important yesod in Musar, which is critical. Critical for us to understand, because the more that we understand ourselves, the more equipped we are to be matzliach in dealing with the Yetzer Hara. So, very first words of the parasha, a million Divrei Torah about it, V'yichuli truma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take for me a truma. And the psukim are addressing the need for Bnei Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael to come and give donations to have the Mishkan built. So the Yalkut Shimoni is puzzled by this language of the Yikhu Li Truma, take for me a Truma, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael, take this Truma, the Yikhu Li, take this Truma for me. So the Yalkut Shimoni says as follows, Mishinemar bo LaHashem Haaretz Umuloa. About HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says that Hashem, the whole world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher lo hayom v'aso. The yam belongs to Hashem. He made the yam. V'omer hein l'Hashem alokecha ha'shamayim. Hu tzarch l'basar v'dam v'yikhu li truma. Take it for me. What does that mean? Take the truma. Take these gifts for me. Ela shechom meid li'Yisrael lishchos shchinaso bahem ka'av shemechami l'bana. Beautiful idea. Even before we get to perhaps an under the surface idea of this chazal, such a beautiful concept. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Klal Yisrael and he says, please, I'd like you to build a Mishkan. You know why? Lee, I want a Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a Mishkan. What is it? I mean, we need a Mishkan. Feshteitzach, we understand, we need a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? We all yearn, we daven every day for the Beis HaMikdash to come. Why? Because we yearn for the closeness that we could experience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu here in this world. The Makom Hashoras Hashchina, the Beis Hamikdash. Who wouldn't give their right arm to go and have the Beis Hamikdash with its full glory built? That's what the Mishkan was. The greatest experience for Klal Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'yikuli Truma. I want the Mishkan. Why? The language of the Chazal is Shechomed Li Yisrael Lishcho Shechinaso Bahem. Ka'av Shemechamed Labanam. Hashem says, I'm the father of Klal Yisrael. These are my children. I want to be with Klal Yisrael. Please, build me a Mishkan. Build it for me. I want the Mishkan. So the Chazal continues. L'kach ne'amar v'yikhuli. So there's a little bit of an element that the Baal HaTurim elaborates on, but we'll continue to read the Yalkut Shimoni. V'arei dvarim kal v'chomer. This matter, one can make the following kal v'chomer. Uma lasos mishkan kavod v'kapara liYisrael. When it comes to make a mishkan, which is providing a place of honor and a place of kapara, a place of atonement for the Jewish people, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu daber al b'nei Yisrael. Hashem says, please speak to the b'nei Yisrael b'loshin pius, with a certain language of appeasement. K'modat Amar dabru alev Yerushalayim. Chazal are picking up on the nuances of language, that there's a certain, Hashem is like appeasing Klal Yisrael, he's begging Klal Yisrael, he's reaching out to Klal Yisrael in a very beautiful way, so that they could give their money. So, Ha'uma Shein Dochakin Li Yisrael, the Not L'Mamonun Al Karcham, the Goyim that come and pressure Klal Yisrael and take their money against their will, Matehei Aleihem. Imagine how horrible it is. Shekol Mi Shenot El Mamon, if you take money from somebody, Kilu Shoveich Damin. It's as if you murder them. The Baal HaTurim says this a little bit, adds just the drop of a word. B'shvil Shehayabo Chisaron Pisa. And this is what the Yalkut Shimoni is alluding to, that because they're going to be losing money here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out of his way and is mefayes, he appeases the Jewish people to go and bring their donations to the Beis HaMikdash. So here we have an incredible, incredible insight into human dynamics, into the way that we operate, the way that we work. Listen again to what the Baal HaTurim says, what the Yalkut Shimoni is saying, is that there's a challenge to Klal Yisrael here. There's a difficulty for Klal Yisrael involved in what's going on right now. Hashem is asking Klal Yisrael to give money, to give gifts, not money actually, specific gifts, for the sake of building the Mishkan. And apparently, this is difficult. This is not easy. There's a chisaron as the Baal HaTurim writes. They're going to be giving something up. They're going to be losing their money. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very careful. He doesn't come to Klal Yisrael and says, okay, Mishkan, everybody, need your money, come, bring it, here's the place, drop it off. Hashem makes sure to use certain languages of appeasement to make Klal Yisrael to be careful about how he asks them for their money, because it's hard. There's a chisaron here, it's difficult. And the Chazal goes on to elaborate and say that, look, there's a, we see how difficult it is to give up money. Imagine how horrible it is when people come, when people, for no good reason, come and they just take away somebody's money. And how what's the language? It says, imagine what will be, what the goyim that come and just rip away the money of the Jewish people, what they deserve. Because when you take money, it's like you're murdering somebody. So if you think about this Chazal, it's mind-boggling. Imagine today, just think about it. If we put up an appeal for building the Beis HaMikdash, just imagine that. Think for a moment what that would look like. She was supposed to have a charity campaign. You're all familiar with charity campaigns. You know, okay, most charity campaigns, the money hopefully comes in over time. Bez Hashem, you raise the money that you need. You have a fundraising campaign, you have a building campaign. You know, you've all seen them, they have the little thermometers. You know, and slowly over time, over the month, whatever time you have, the thermometer fills up and hopefully you reach your goal. What do you think it would look like if we posted on charity, I don't know if they would use charity, cause match, raise it. They'd have to decide. We could have some input, maybe. But imagine they put up a charity campaign for building the Beis HaMikdash. I guarantee that no matter how high that number is, there's a lot of money in Klal Yisrael. I guarantee that no matter what that number was, it would be filled within an hour. I cannot know suffering. And it would be filled with simcha rabba. Everybody would be happy to give the money. It wouldn't be pulling teeth. If you don't want to give, you don't have to. There'll be plenty of others. It will not be hard to raise money for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So what's going on over here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo is coming, and he's asking, it's not even, you know, it's one thing if Rabbi Bregman asks for money for MTI. I know that's very chashuv, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is organizing the charity campaign. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is organizing the campaign, and he's putting up the website. I don't know if he used the internet, so we'll do it without. But he puts up the charity campaign, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking for the money. It's almost impossible to imagine. Let's go another step. Who's giving the money over here? Who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking for the money? He's asking Klal Yisrael, the Dor Deya. He's asking the people that just experienced the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf. He's asking the people that just received the Torah not so long ago, very short time ago. I think that's sad. It's like right after the build, right after Matan Torah, right after the second Luchos. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking Klal Yisrael, the general. I know our Mesorah is that the Klal Yisrael is the Dor Deya. These are the people that lived in the Midbar, that received the Torah themselves, that experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim. Their level in Ruchnius is something that we cannot even begin to imagine. Start thinking about the Chavetz Chaim. So maybe that's a good way to picture it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to the Chavetz Chaim and asking him to donate some money for the building of the Mishkan. Let's add another step. What? Why is it hard to give money? So typically you would think it's hard to give, I don't know, because you have things you need to buy. Maybe you won't have enough for this, maybe you won't have enough for that. There's all these thoughts that go through our head. Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, there was nothing to buy. Amazon did not deliver to the Midbar. There was no way to buy anything. They wanted to try to make an arrangement with Ammon or Moab, whatever, go through the Psukim, and they didn't even let them. There was nothing to buy with your money. Your tent was your tent. The food you had was coming from the Mon, it was coming from the Be'er Miriam. Your clothing was, there was nothing to buy with your money. Let's add another level. How much money did Klal Yisrael have? Chazal tell us that each person of Klal Yisrael went out of the Midbar with 60 donkeys loaded with riches of Mitzrayim. When they, after Kriyas Yamsuf, so all the gold of Mitzrayim came up onto the shores that each person picked up from the riches. So Klal Yisrael, it's becoming almost impossible to comprehend. We're talking about a campaign for the Mishkan. We're talking about a campaign arranged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. We're talking about people that are beyond the Madrega of the Chavetz Chaim that are being asked. They're phenomenally wealthy, and they have nothing else to do with their money. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when I ask Klal Yisrael, I have to be careful. I have to ask B'derech Pius. I can't just come out and say, give me your money. It's hard. It's hard for Klal Yisrael to separate with that money. So I don't know exactly what the Havana is. I don't know exactly the understanding. But it seems that there's a Metzius within a human being that makes it's difficult. It's not, bottom line, you're giving something up. You're giving something that's yours, and you're giving it up for somebody else. There's something that makes it difficult. It's not easy, automatically, for people to part with their money. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I would assume in this case, that feeling of difficulty was very, very minimal. But it was still there. I think there are multiple chidushin that we could pull out of this one chazal. We'll try to go through a couple in the few minutes that we have. Number one, what we just said. that apparently, we have to understand this, it's hard to give up our money. Why is that important to understand? Because we have to understand how we operate. We have to understand how we work. Very often what happens when we think things through and when we come up with decisions and when we express different things that seem logical to us, you always have to understand that there are things that may be pulling at your brain. There are things that may be upsetting the balance of straight thinking within your brain. And we need to understand that this is part of how we operate. So maybe the next time somebody asks you for a gift or to help them out in a way that involves some kind of loss of money, and you come up with a million svaras why you can't, just be aware. It could be the stack of truth. I'm not saying that every time somebody asks, the answer needs to be yes. But at least be aware of this koach, of this power that goes on within yourself. Make sure you understand that it's hard to give up money. And sometimes when you're fighting that, you don't even realize it. You don't even notice it. I can mistama when Klal Yisrael would be giving up the money for the Mishkan, they probably would not have even been aware of the challenge that was involved, of the subconscious feeling of difficulty that was involved in giving up that stucco. But it's there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it's there. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was addressing that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was dealing with it. So that's number one. Be aware. Understand how you operate. Understand how you work. Understand what goes into your decision making, whether you realize it or not. And the more you understand, my Rebbe always used to teach us about a concept called pushing buttons. Pushing buttons means that if you want to break apart what might be behind decisions, ask yourself some direct questions. Am I really not able to give this gift? Or maybe it's because I just have a hard time giving up my money. And sometimes when you ask yourself directly, you start to feel, I think there might be something there. Okay, point number one. Point number two. I think there's a beautiful lesson in sensitivity that you see from here. Because if I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then okay, at the end of the day, they're not going to mind. At the end of the day, they'll be fine. How much were they really going to be hurt? How difficult was it really going to be for them? It's a little difficult. It's not. I'm causing a little bit of angst. I'm causing a little bit of pain. I'm causing something difficult for Klal Yisrael. Derech Pius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want that. I'm going to be careful about how I handle this. That matters to me. That small negative feeling that I'm creating for this other human being is important to me. I want to avoid that by all costs. I don't want to involve Klal Yisrael in I'm going to do my best. I'm going to be mefayis them. I'll appease them. I'll talk to them with a fine language. I'll be dabru alev Yerushalayim. That's the language that he equates it to. I'll speak in a way which is refined and nice, and not refined isn't the right word, but which makes them feel good about what they're doing. So they won't experience that, so that they won't feel it so much, that they won't go through that angst of giving the money in the same way. I forgot the biggest seer of all. I left that one. But the fact that it seems that part of the dynamic of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu went through this as well is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognized or understood or expressed that he had what he wanted this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machshav that. I'm asking you for something that's for me. You're asking you for something that's for me? No, you're not. It's for Klal Yisrael. Yeah, but it's for me too. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognized that, understood that, and when it came to addressing the sensitivities of Klal Yisrael, he felt that he had to use the utmost Derech Eretz, because ultimately, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at it, it was something that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gaining from. It's for me. The fact that you're going to gain also, the fact that this is tremendous to you, okay, that's your cheshbon. You could think about that. But I'm coming to you now. It's for me. I can't ignore that. Hashem didn't come to Klal Yisrael and say, do this because you're going to gain. This is the best thing in the world for you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came with that pious. I know this is for me. I know I'm asking for something that means so much to me. Could you please help me? He came with that appeasement so that they shouldn't feel the tsar. They should be able to give with open hands. Rabbosai, when we open up Chazal and we pick apart Chazal and we start really analyzing, we come to understand that there's such tremendous depth to a human being. And that depth is significant. That depth is something that's important. It's important in understanding how we operate in terms of that chisaro and the fact that it hurts to realize that, to recognize that. And it's certainly important when you look at another human being. How sensitive are you going to be to their needs? How are you going to feel about their own sorrow that they might be going through? Is it significant to you? Is it important to you? Is it something that you make an effort to make sure to smooth over? We see from the Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats the world that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands every ounce of tzar is significant. Every ounce of pain that a person might feel is something that if it could be avoided, if it could be smoothed over, it could be helped, make an effort to do it. We take these yisodos, so it will definitely make us much richer human beings. And Mirat Hashem, we could grow l'shem u'l'seferes in terms of our path and trajectory towards serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly.